A Senate committee today examining the U.S. government's role in social media censorship. Panelists say posts were censored under the Biden administration during the pandemic and leading up to the last presidential election regarding the Hunter Biden laptop story. NTD's Washington correspondent Jack Bradley has the details.
The Biden White House was revealed to have been back-channeling with YouTube about suppressing disfavored speech, suppressing things like the lab leak theory. White House Digital Director Rob Flaherty pressured platforms like Facebook and YouTube to censor all kinds of COVID-related speech.
Senators on the Commerce Committee probing government agencies' efforts to pressure big tech companies into censoring free speech. It follows a report released last week by the committee and found that the Biden administration used the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, to pressure social media companies to censor Americans on views that differed from the administration at the time, particularly when it came to the question of COVID vaccine efficacy, voter fraud allegations, and the Hunter Biden laptop story.
The tweet that got me banned from Twitter on August 28, 2021 began, "It doesn't stop infection or transmission."
That cost you money. That cost you direct money in your pocketbook. What accountability has been put in?
There's been none. I mean, more important than accountability, I didn't get to tell people what I thought. And there were, I mean, I was getting hundreds of millions of views a month. People wanted to hear what I thought, and the Biden administration didn't like it, and they forced Twitter to ban me. And
it begins with censorship. It moves to the destruction of statues and monuments, and it ends with the murder of people.